It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. It is quarter number two. This is Tucker's tape, but our good friend Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, is in Minnesota this week.
Hopefully indoors, but I mean, it's a fun city. Had a chance to go there a couple of times when Penn State played out there over the years. It's really a fun city. At this time of year, it's not fun, but they've kind of worked around that. A lot of the city, you can travel downtown Minneapolis, and a lot of it is enclosed. There's like walkways and stuff because it's been consistently with the wind chill, like minus 10, minus 15.
Yeah, it's cold.
Ross has found his way around the temperatures by right after he gets done with his Super Bowl duties. He just goes right to the nearest steakhouse
and eats
and stays there for 4 to 5 hours and goes through about 8 or 7, appetizers, and then he has a main course.
That's what it looks like to me. Right. So in his absence, you and I are going to talk about four potential guys at the defensive end position, D-line, but we're going to focus on the defensive end position. And I guess you could say over, partly going into last year when they got to start bringing in the young talent, now you look at it at 18. It's definitely one of the strongest and deepest positions on the roster. Would you agree?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Across the board, like
absolutely,
they got guys stacked up there.
Yeah,
like
I mean, Penn State beat Washington in the Fiesta Bowl. Sharif Miller didn't play in the first half, and Shaka Tony didn't play at all, and they were in control of that game, and they got a pass rush. So that tells you a little bit about some of the flexibility they have up front.
So all right, let's start with one of the four breakout guys. Let's start with Shane Simmons.
Yeah.
I enjoyed seeing him on the field this year. Very, very ballyhooed recruit. A guy that everybody talked about, with his frame. He's 6'3", 250. This year's, for 2018 season, he's going to be a redshirt sophomore. Played in his 11 games last year, made his first career tackle for his loss, and has had his first sack of his career against Michigan State, I believe it was.
Yeah.
But I always kind of look for 34 out there. And I know one of the other guys, it was surprising to see him on the field before 34, but it was good to see him out there. And I wanted you to tell me what you think going in depth on him.
Yeah, I think last year really helped him. And I think that he is a guy that I think he has a chance to be is not just going to be a pure pass rusher. He's got
Correct.
The size. And I do think that this, if you're talking about a guy that could make a big jump, I think Simmons is one of those guys just because there's no question that he can rush the passer. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. And I think Sean Spencer and James Franklin put these guys in position to succeed because they only ask them to play 15 to 20 snaps a game.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They got in trouble. They got in trouble in the Ohio State game when Buchholz got hurt. They were without Torrence Brown, so they had to play Sharif Miller a lot, and he looked like he had nothing left in the fourth quarter, and that was one of the reasons why they couldn't get a pass rush. I think that this group has a chance to be very good, and so I'm just trying to figure out. Sharif Miller kind of had his breakout already. He had like 11 tackles for loss.
Yeah, he's
He had a big game against Iowa. Who's a guy that could become a guy that gets a couple of forced fumbles? Who could have a 2-sack game? Who could finish with 8 to 10 tackles for loss? I think Shane Simmons is definitely one of those guys. I'd be surprised if he is not more of a force this year. If
I
you
agree.
Just look Sharif Miller in 2016. He had that one game early against, I think it was Kent State.
Correct.
And then you didn't really hear from him again.
Rest
and
of
then
year.
He had – so keep, fan base, just keep your ears and eyes – ears peeled, eyes open for who the coaches and the players are impressed with in winter conditioning because without fail, you're going to hear one of these defensive ends get mentioned. My money's on somebody else, but if you hear a lot of praise from Shane Simmons in March, I think you're going to see him really, really have a good year for Penn State in the fall.
All right, let's move on to the second of the four guys that you think are the potential breakouts at defensive end, Yetur Gross-Matos. He was a guy Franklin was sort of giving you his little hints and tea leaves about. even yeah. as a, before his true freshman season, as they were going through camp and stuff. 6'5", 250 pounds, appeared in 11 games as a true freshman, and he also got his first career sack against Michigan State. That guy moves and disrupts a pocket. Yeah. That's all I know as a true freshman. He impacts the pocket. He doesn't always get home. He's only a true freshman, but he impacts the pocket.
Yeah, if he's healthy, I'd be stunned if he's not the guy we're talking about in the fall. The fact that they played him as a true freshman, then when they already had a pretty good defensive end rotation.
Yeah, they had depth already.
They could have redshirted him, and they didn't. I think he is definitely a guy that is going to cause problems and I think he can play. He can play. He's a three-down player. He might even be big enough to move inside like they do with Ryan Buchholz. I think that he is definitely going to be, by the time he leaves Penn State, and it might only be 3 years, he is going to be a problem. Of the guys we're going to talk about, my money would be on him. For breakouts, there's a guy on offense I have, and there's a guy on defense. He's my defensive pick that I think people are going to say, you know, this is his first winter conditioning program. He didn't have it. He arrived in August.
That's right.
If he comes out of this 6'5", 260, I'm telling you, it's going to be all over. It's going to be all over for some offensive lines in the fall.
What stands out? What's the one or two things that stood out to you about him the most? Not necessarily because he was a true freshman, but because he was a true freshman.
It didn't look like he was one-dimensional. It looked like he could play with power, and it just looked like he's built similarly. He's younger, but he already is looking a little bit like Sharif Miller, except for Sharif Miller is like 2 or 3 years older than him. So when he catches up, like, what's he going to look like? I really think that this is a year two big jump. It should be him.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We've got you covered. It's quarter number two. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. This is Tucker's Tape. Normally, Ross is on assignment somewhere in Minnesota with the Super Bowl. Lucky him. I mean,
good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he certainly worked. I mean, he was every weekend. He was at some. He was somewhere. I think he went to Lambeau Field like 8 times because of the contract with Westwood One. It's a lot of trips to Wisconsin. You know, it's a nice place to visit. I don't know that you want to spend like 6 weekends a year there.
So yeah, he has earned this trip. So hope you're having fun, Ross. Come back soon and join us, right? So we're talking about breakout defensive ends. We've already covered two. Bob's got 4 of them. This is your guy. This is you. This is one of, like, I would say is your guy.
I know who you're going to bring up.
Ryan Buchholz.
I'm not scared to admit it. Yeah.
6'6", 275, redshirt junior. Appeared in 13 games as a redshirt freshman in 2016. He appeared in 8 games, missed 3 games with injury, including part of the Ohio State game, so 3.5. He had 5 starts this past year. He was an impact player. I think the defense was a little different when he was out, but I want to hear why you think there's another level for him.
Just because he hasn't really played that much. I mean, he missed the home stretch, and he wasn't quite right. If you remember, Penn State started last year with Torrence Brown at one end and Sharif at the other end.
Correct.
And Ryan was the first guy in, and I think he was. That was a role he could thrive in. Torrence Brown's supposed to be back for another year, but he's coming off a pretty significant knee injury.
Yeah.
So you don't know how close he'll be to his old self. So it could be Ryan and Sharif starting. I just think that Ryan, he's a big athlete. They can move him inside. And I think his true value might not be like you look at the stats and say, why doesn't he have 15 tackles for loss? He could probably help a team if he has 6 tackles for loss. He just needs to hold up against the run. He can be like a five technique, I think, defensive end. I think inside is where he would probably cause more problems because of his size and his quickness. But you don't see too many – Buchholz and Givens are the two most versatile defensive linemen. And I just think that his athleticism – he's a guy I think that – could do very well in the NFL. I really do.
What position?
I think he's going to have to play the 5 technique. I don't think he's not going to play defensive tackle.
No, he's not.
But I just think that he's still got a lot. I think he's got a lot of football I think he's got a lot left to prove, and I think he can prove it. And I don't. I think that he could make a big jump without, you know, lighting up the stat sheet. But yeah, it's been. This is year four. It's time. I know. Put it all together. Just remember, Carl Nassib didn't really flash until his final year.
Correct.
And this guy, I mean, he might not have the foot speed of Nassib, but he is a big athlete. And once it gets rolling downhill with this guy, I think he could be a really, really good player.
All right, one more before we get out. Shaka Toney, 6'3", 230-pound redshirt sophomore. He's going to be in 2018. In 2017, he appeared in 11 games as a redshirt freshman. I thought he was a force. I thought he was pretty productive. I'd be interested to hear what you thought.
Yeah, the thing you just I think you just have to know with I think Shaka is I don't think he's ever. I could be wrong. I don't think he's ever going to be a 240-pound defensive end. I just think that you said 230. He looked like he was 215 pounds last year. Right. I mean, I know he's gotten stronger, but that first step, I mean, is very lethal. Much he's the guy that he reminds me of is Aaron Maben. And he had a really good game against Northwestern, if you remember. He caused them all kinds of problems. He forced a fumble. I think he had two tackles for loss. One, you know, he had like a 1.5 sacks. There's a lot of plays he left out on the field last year where he got two. He was so quick, and he was so fast, but he was most of it was outside. He would get up the field, or he would just miss. When he learns to refine some things as a pass rusher and maybe take better angles, set guys up. He's a legit not tackle for loss. He's a legit 10 sack guy. I don't know if it'll be this year, but it won't be much longer as long as he can stay healthy. And we still don't know what the heck he did or if he was hurt or there was a disciplinary reason for the Fiesta Bowl. But he is legit double-digit sack guy. And I think you just have to know that when he's in the game, it's usually going to be in a passing situation because he's not the guy that's going to hold up against the run.
With Torrence Brown coming back and Sharif Miller already established and these four guys, that gives you six. Is that a number that's hard to manage, or do you think that's a number Sean Spencer likes? Do you think they go some different packages with that much talent?
Yeah, and they can always use Givens at defensive end too. I think they did that in the Fiesta Bowl
later in the year. Yeah,
and just remember, you know, good health is not promised to anyone. If we're talking about six guys, two of them are going to get hurt next year. It just Brown and Buchholz got hurt.
Right.
You know, it's going to happen. You need 6 to 8. If you're Alabama, you have 10 to 12. And then, you know, you just put the eighth string in the fourth game, and he takes over the game. But Penn State's not there yet. But six is plenty. It might not be enough.
All right. That'll do it for quarter number two. Thanks, Bob. Your questions, Bob answers them next. Ask Ross is coming up. Stick with us. We'll be right back. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.